hang on tight.
Fish Talk Radio is about to take you on a fishing adventure. You're about to go places you have even yet to desire and revisit familiar favorites with live, on-the-water expert insider tips. Now, sit up straight,
pay attention,
take notes, and join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure.
Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com.
And now, the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Mike the Grizz Ritz from Adventures South of the Border. Hey, Mike,
hey.
Last time I talked to you, excuse me.
Man, oh, sorry. Yeah, well, get it out of your throat, John.
No, I hate to say this, but I was drinking a Coke, and I think I got a little gassy.
I don't book pushing Coke on the radio.
Okay,
they got
okay.
Enough advertising.
Okay. Well, actually, okay. Anyway, let's jump in. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but I'm very excited to hear what you've been doing for the last couple of days. Can you take it from there?
Yeah, I sure can, John. I had a great time. I got a call saying that there were four species of shark in San Jose de Cabo. So I couldn't go right away. I waited like 3 days, and then we went down, Charlie and I, to make film the show. John, it was absolutely incredible. In all my life, I have never seen anything like we saw. We caught white-tip shark, we caught hammerhead shark, we caught mako, we caught tiger shark, all in the exact same place. And we had four cow whales with their calves beside us all the time in the same place. We caught grouper, we caught yellowtail, and we never moved. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. Of course, we released all the sharks. We wouldn't kill a shark for anything. But, I mean, it was absolutely incredible.
It's amazing what the Sierra Cortez can put up. You never know what's going to happen. But we've only got about 30 seconds. But describe the different types of sharks and, you know, what that was all about. That's exciting.
Well, the sharks were, you know, everybody knows what a hammer is. They got the eyes on both far out there. And then you've got the mako, which are very fast and acrobatic and jump. They're grayish color on it. And then we have the white tips, and on their dorsals, they have actually a smudge of white on their dorsals. And then the tigers, well, they're striped, so they're pretty easy to figure out what they are.
Well, that is exciting. I'd sure love to do that.
I'm going back in 3 days.
Well, it might take me a couple days to get there.
Yeah, well, you got to go to the Fred Hall.
Well, we're going to have to go right now to a commercial break. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we'll be right back with you.
Are you ready for a whale-watching adventure? The Santa Barbara Channel is known as one of the best whale-watching areas in the world. Over 27 species of whales, dolphins, and porpoises come here throughout the year, and there's no better way to spend time with these wonderful animals than aboard the high-tech Condor Express. Bring the whole family for an unforgettable whale-watching adventure. The Condor Express is Santa Barbara's premier charter boat for whale-watching, island excursions, sunset cruises, and private charters. Call Sea Landing at 882-0088 to book your trip. We'll see you on the Condor Express.
Isle Mirada, a 90-minute drive south of Miami in the Florida Keys, is known to be the sport fishing capital of the world. Migratory game fish, fishing the flats, inshore, and blue water, the fishing experience is incredible. The Holiday Isle Resort is the premier resort in Isle Mirada and the only resort with a full-service marina. Also, 143 rooms, 7 bars, 3 restaurants, 22 charter captains, and a friendly staff. To book or learn more about your dream trip in the best of the Keys, visit holidayisle.com. Have the best at a great price. Mention Fish Talk Radio to get $200 resort credit with a 3-night stay. Call 800-327-7070. That's 800-327-7070 to book this very special Fish Talk Radio package. Call 800-327-7070. That's 800-327-7070. Contact HolidayIsle.com. That's HolidayIsle.com.
In Santa Barbara since 1949, McConnell's has made super premium ice cream with a guarded secret method of old world technology, using only local fresh cream, eggs, and sugar. There are no artificial ingredients or stabilizers. A container of McConnell's ice cream can weigh almost twice that of its competitors because of the rich, creamy flavor and texture. You will understand the difference with your first taste, and you will know why the Los Angeles Times named it the best of the best. Ask your retailer for McConnell's fine ice cream.
Local fishing at its finest is aboard the Stardust. Day and half-day trips on Stardust Sport Fishing are a family affair. Find out what it's like to view Santa Barbara from the water while you are catching dinner. See whales, dolphins, and Channel Islands up close. Spotless boat and friendly crew are perfect for beginner or expert. Get aboard with Jason Diamond and his crew on Stardust Sport Fishing, operating at a sea landing in the Santa Barbara Harbor.
It's time for the nation's number one show, the 66th Annual Fred Hall Show, March 7th through the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Find great deals on fishing, boating, hunting, travel, and outdoor adventure only at this show. Active military free, kids under 16 free, kids fish free. The Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience, March 7th through the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at fredhall.com.
No boss out there, no wife, no kids, just reeling them fish and twisting them lids. Got a good one on, that's my kind of fun. No time for talking, cause I gotta run. When you get tired of what your life's been dishing, just think of that saying, I'd rather be fishing. A bad day.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. In our other studio, a little bit south of us right now, is Mike the Grizz, who is joining us from the beautiful city of peace, capital city of Baja Sur, La Paz, Baja California, in our Fish Talk studio down there, which is also the Adventure South of the Border studio. We have a very special guest joining us right now. We have Catherine, who is a lady angler. And, you know, we always have a situation. Is she a fisherman? Yeah, she is.
She's a fishing lady.
She's that also. But anyway, which is becoming more and more in vogue these days, because women are, I guess, getting off the couch and getting outside. Catherine, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, it's really nice to be invited to have a chat with you guys. Right off the top, I need to know what your favorite fish is before we can get into this now. I got to know what I'm dealing with.
Oh, well.
Are you going to ask me or John first?
Well, Gentle John first.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a difficult question, because I do spend a lot of time in Baja. I enjoy fishing freshwater. And, of course, catching a steelhead on a fly is...
Just tell us.
Okay, I'm getting to it.
Don't want a whole history about it.
Yeah, but I have to say that if I had a choice... For as far as the beauty, the fun, and possibly the table fare, but we don't kill anything, right, Grizz?
No, I don't.
Might be a Dorado.
You killed Dorado, John. I was with you when you do that. Now you want to know mine, and I don't kill them.
Well, you're telling secrets out of school, but I do want to know what your favorite fish is.
My favorite fish to fish for with fly or any other way is giant rooster fish.
Oh, wow.
I haven't broke 100 pounds yet. I'm at 95 pounds, and my 14-year-old son's at 80 pounds. But that's our favorite fish.
Well, I learned a new word. When you're fishing for rooster fish and you lift the rod and miss the fish, conchoco or something like that, when you burn the fish. Do you know that word?
No.
Well, so
I say other words, but everybody knows those.
Well, I didn't get my rooster fish yet, so maybe
come with me. I'll get you a rooster fish. I get you a rooster fish. I guarantee you over 60 pounds. I can't do better than that. It may happen, but you come with the fish with me.
I'm looking for a trophy rooster. That would light up my life. That would be great.
Well, I don't know what the rooster fishing is in the rest of the world, but down on the parts where the grizz is, especially in the Sea of Cortez, there's some incredible rooster fishing, and you can almost throw a line from the shore. Actually, sometimes you can.
We do. We actually do. We've caught several fish over 60 pounds mm-hmm. on a fly from the shore.
Mm-hmm. But Catherine, let's talk about you and what you're doing, because you, I think, at the forefront of bringing women again outside, either joining their significant others or just taking it on as a sport on their own. So let's talk a little bit about women coming out on the water.
Well, I think fishing is the new golf for doing business deals. And so a lot of women, corporate women, are going out fishing because they're figuring out that business deals are happening on the water. The other thing that's happening is their significant others are inviting them along. And that really didn't happen 15 years ago. But I think that the baby boomers are figuring out if they want to do more fishing, then they've got to bring their spouse with them. So that's all good stuff. And this is one sport that women can do equally well with men. It's not about strength. It is if you're hauling on a 500-pound shark like Grizz. But for the most part, it's not about strength.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great thing what you're doing, and we got to get it out. On my television shows, I always say, take your wife and kids with you. I mean, the people that really don't want to take their wives is because they're going out to drink, not really going out to fish.
Well,
there might be something to that.
There's a lot to it. I like taking my woman with me.
Catherine, you mentioned something about strength, and I would say that is when it comes to angling, there are some instances, where, physical strength is important, but more often than not, finesse is a lot more important than strength. And I hate to admit it, but I think that women may have that ability that's even more so than men.
Oh, I think that right off the bat, the fish are attracted to women. So
I know I am.
That's on the fly. Well, there's something to it, animal magnetism. And I think that the pheromones, there's something to it. Scientifically, they've proven that women will catch more fish because the fish are drawn to the scent where they're repelled by the male scent. So there is something
that's
to that.
Good.
There's also something called beginner's luck. And I think whether you're a girl or a guy, you're either lucky with fish or you're not. And I'm lucky with fish. I just am. I don't know why. It's just the fish pick me. I've had some really nice catches.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I think I never heard that a fish was attracted to a woman. I know I am. I have that problem. I'm not a fish. But that's an interesting concept.
Well, it's so true. I have a buddy of mine, Mike Crosby, who wears a baseball cap, one of those tall on the top ones that the truckers wear, and he puts all his salmon bombers in the top of his hat so when he sweats, the salt and all of that goes into the flies. And he swears that scent, it makes his fishing more successful. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's his theory.
Well, I would say, Catherine, I've developed a lot of different ideas about how to catch fish over the years, but what it really comes down to is better lucky than good.
I think that's right. I'll take lucky any day.
Yeah. I mean, overall, over a period of time, you're going to catch more fish if you're good. But on any given day, like we said, some people, want to jump in the boat. Some fish want to jump in the boat and some don't. And
well, how many times, John, have you been out on the water with someone who can't cast with a darn and the line all lands in a puddle next to them and the fish comes up and whacks it, or they leave it in the water, not paying attention. They're doing something else, and the fish comes up and takes
it. I've got a better one than that. When fly fishing, and someone set their pole down, and the fly was dangling over the water while they were having a sandwich. And guess what?
Oh, danger, danger. Very dangerous.
Yeah.
But how thrilling.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about what you're doing and your television show.
Well, I guess when I was in my early 30s, I'm not much older than that now.
Of course.
Or at least I'll tell you that, yeah. I was fishing in the Bahamas, and this guy was making his Bahamian tuna fish sandwich for lunch, and he heard about what I was doing and picked up my show, What a Catch, and then since then it got distribution, and so lots of different people have been able to see it around the world, and catching fish in any language is catching fish. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And but one of the things that I've enjoyed the most about it, and the reason I got into it in the first place, was to show people a better way of handling the fish, because they're living, breathing animals.
Mm-hmm.
And it would bother me when I'd watch the fishing on the weekends and see people with their hands in their gills, and you know, not if they were going to harvest a fish, they weren't dispatching it quickly, and the fish
right.
were, you know, suffering. And
right.
so I feel now that I have contributed to showing people a better example of how to catch and handle a fish.
Okay.
And a bonus to that.
I'm sorry, we're running out of time. Why don't you just give us just in 10 seconds some information about your website or your Facebook?
Okay, whatacatch.net. Lots of shows and good stuff on my website.
Whatacatch.net. Okay, Catherine, we're going to spend more time with you, and we're going to bring you back on. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with the Grizz. Grizz, you stay there. We're going to be back with you in 3 minutes. Talk to you real soon.
It's time again for the 66th Annual Fred Hall Show, the nation's number one show, March 7th through the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, hunting, international travel, shooting sports, diving, camping, and RVs. Don't miss the Auto Club of Southern California's Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Dodge Dock Dogs, the Seeker Rod Saltwater Tank, the Costa Sports Chef Cafe, Jack Dagger, the King of Fling, Turner's Outdoorsman, and the Indoor Speed Shooting Show by Field Time Sports and Guns. More than a full day of family entertainment, sponsored in part by Mammoth Lakes, the World Fishing Network, Plano, Shimano, SportFishingReport.com, and Keep America Fishing. Enter to win a 5-day custom fishing trip to Rancho Leonero with accurate fishing products, kids free, kids fish free, active military free. The 66th Annual Fred Hall Show, March 7th through the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Test drive a new Toyota at the show. Details at FredHall.com.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-383-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-383-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cochuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040. 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara, Cochuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Please, I'd rather be fishing. Yeah. I'd rather be fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio and on our other studio in the beautiful city of La Paz, the city of peace, the capital city of Baja California, sir, is we have the Grizz from Adventures South of the Border, and we might let him join in with us. But right now, we're going to go some adventures.
You
of
promise?
Grizz, I didn't talk to you yet. Just relax. Sorry. Anyway, right now, we're going to go a little bit north and find out what's happening in the Inland Passage. We have George on the line with us. And George, if you wouldn't mind, let's start off a little bit about what you do. I get your email newsletters frequently, and one that I saw recently I thought was very interesting because you work with a lot of different people all in Southeast Alaska. So kind of give us a little bit of an idea about what it is that you do, who you work with, and then let's talk about some fishing in Southeast Alaska.
Absolutely, John. Thanks for having me on. We've, over the last 16 years, we've developed relationships with some of the, I'd say, most premier, most notable lodges in Southeast Alaska. And we've, what we do is we try to really go up and really check these places out. We go in and fish them, get to know the owners, the culture, get to know the guides, and exactly what their program entails. And we've added several new lodges here, I think, each year. And we take great pride in really promoting lodges that understand how to do great customer service, places that are logistically located where the fishing is exceptional. And we also get into live aboard fishing charters. We have a restored tugboat charter that goes up the Inside Passage and brings six skiffs with it. So we have a wide range of not only lodges, but live aboard fishing saltwater and freshwater programs.
Well, I'm learning some things. I'm familiar with some of the lodges that you work with, of course. I talked to Chuck Baird this morning from Waterfall Resorts, which is certainly, if not the, it's one of the premier fishing resorts, I would say, in the world, especially when you consider the quality of fishing and the quality of service. Now, admittedly, it's got a short season because of where it is. But you've got how many different resorts are you working with now?
We've got a complement of approximately 12 different lodges, and about an equal amount of other sea-based programs between yacht charters, small ship cruises, and live-aboard fishing charters.
So you could actually take a cruise to fish Alaska?
Well, when I say small ship cruises, we're talking about ships that accommodate up to 70 to 80 passengers.
Wow.
Those typically don't offer sport fishing as part of their itinerary, but it can be added in. But I'm more in the 6, 8, and 12 passenger range. You can actually create a live aboard cruise where you are, cruising, seeing the highlights of Southeast Alaska. You have a mothership, and then you'll have your own skiff or cabin cruiser, a private guide that will take you out fishing daily. You come back in the evening to a nice secluded cove and enjoy all the comforts you would have at a lodge. The big advantage is you get to follow the fish and really get into areas that have very little pressure.
Fascinating. I didn't even know that exists. Now, of course, the Grizz and I are familiar with fishing in the Sea of Cortez where they've used motherships, but I had no idea that you could do that in the Inland Passage.
I'm a big fan of this because for people who are going who also might have a mixed group and they want to see some, a real range of Alaska's incredible coastlines and islands and inlets, this really offers a chance to really see quite a bit of Southeast Alaska while really bringing home a healthy amount of fish because if the fish aren't happening in one area, you keep moving, and the captains follow these runs and both, local runs and migrations of salmon, so they really know where to hit them, they understand the timing, and they can get literally hundreds of miles away from other lodges, which means zero pressure on these areas.
Well, and what about some of the lodges themselves? Can you give an idea what the different experiences are?
Well, I started out actually working with Waterfall Resort, so I know it very well. And my company actually was a response. It actually was co-owned by Waterfall before I purchased it in 2008. And we originally started looking for places to put guests when we had overflow or we couldn't accommodate their needs or they wanted perhaps a smaller venue. We started working with Yes Bay Lodge and Boardwalk Wilderness Lodge, both in the Ketchikan area. That was our first foray into this idea of creating a small consortium of lodges where guests who were comfortable at Waterfall, who understood, you know, what great guest services were, could easily find an equivalent level of service at another lodge in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, we've started working with Talon Lodge in Sitka. We work with Tanaku Lodge out of Elfin Cove, which is in the greater Juneau area. We work with a great lodge on the Kenai River in Great Alaska. And those are, you know, some of the original mainstays that we built the business on. This year we've added a couple of new lodges in British Columbia, Rogers Lodge and West Wing Tugboat Charters, which is one of these liveaboard fishing cruises up to 12 guests. And we also, you know, have extensive relationships with other lodges that we don't necessarily include in our consortium, but we like to be able to create custom vacations for people. And a lot of times it's based on availability, on budget, on timing. So we try to have a deep, you know, range of options to provide people because people tend to want to go at peak season. Now,
mm-hmm.
there's limited space, so we try to, you know, keep a few options in our hip pocket for those people wanting to get up there in peak season, want a great experience, but maybe can't get into a resort like Waterfall because of their popularity. And so we're still able to, you know, create an incredible vacation. And
so you got something for everybody.
I would think that's our goal.
You know, that's what we try to do down here in Mexico, too. You know, depending on what you like, what you do, call us, let us take care of you, you know. That's what you're doing up here, and I think that's great.
That about sums it up, yep. We try to create, you know, a vacation that fits somebody. We don't try to put people into a cookie-cutter program. I really try to listen to what they're looking for, what they want to get out of a trip, and then really try to visualize the culture, the experience of the suppliers, and see where they can be best serviced.
George, give us an idea of, you know, what the fishing in Southeast Alaska. You know, I think most people know that the salmon fishing and halibut are, you know, are certainly world class. But kind of give us a kind of an overview of what times of the year and what types of fish and you know, depending on what they're looking for, where they might go. And of course, you got some great, great freshwater fishing.
Absolutely. One of our recent members to our group is Yakutat Lodge. Obviously, in Yakutat, this is an area that gets, I think, very little notoriety. Although it's serviced by Alaska Airlines, just like Ketchikan, Juneau, Sitka. They have an amazing steelhead run both in the spring and the late fall. They have over five rivers there, which are, you know, teeming with cutthroat, Dolly Varden, and salmon. And the offshore fishing is superb as well. They have two king salmon runs, one in June and one in early August, which coincides with a great coho run as well. So you can really basically hit a triple header there with between coho, kings, and halibut with a smattering of lingcod and yellow-eye
yeah.
snapper. So it's really a veritable feast there.
Mm-hmm.
Very affordable area as well. And it's about 200 miles from any other lodge, so the pressure in that area is minimum.
Well, you know, of course, that's one of the great things about Alaska is that most areas don't get a lot of pressure. But speaking of pressure, Alaska has done a great job of regulating the fisheries and, you know, making sure that they do remain. And I'm not sure because they every year they kind of change them around a little bit. But you can still go for big halibut. And I think most of the areas, the kings, you're limited to, what is it, normally like one a day or three a season, something like that?
That's correct. The kings are one a day, three per season.
Mm-hmm.
There was an adjustment to the halibut regulations for 2012. So the current regulation is one halibut today, per day. And there is a slot limit of less than 45 inches or greater than 68 inches.
Wow.
So that basically, on the smaller end, would be up to a 45-pound halibut, which is just okay. ideal.
George, we're gonna have to cut you off again because, unfortunately, we ran out of time. Just give us a real quick idea on how to get in touch with you.
We're on the web at alaskalodgesandyachts.com. Or toll-free at 800-926-2477.
Okay, AlaskaLodgesAndYachts.com. George, thank you very much. We'll be in touch with you. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with the Grizz, and we're going to be right back with you. Thank you, George.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
For more than a century, sport fishermen have led the charge for conservation. From trout to marlin, anglers have worked to protect our natural resources and establish successful programs that benefit fish and fishermen. Today, this legacy is at risk unless we step up and lead the fight for real world conservation. That's what the Sport Fishing Conservancy is all about, doing what's best for fish and fishing and making sure anglers get the credit we deserve. Check out the Sport Fishing Conservancy and find out how you can help at sportcon.org.
Tired of paying bills for a timeshare you never use? Why not get rid of those bills forever and make a pile of cash in the process? Save your cash. We're Timeshares Only, the largest timeshare resale marketplace in the world, and we can help you sell your timeshare for top cash. And to get you started, we're going to send you a free kit with the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Plus, find out what your timeshare is worth. It's yours free and no obligation by calling Timeshares Only. If you're sick of paying for a timeshare you never use, why not eliminate the expensive maintenance bills and put more cash in your pocket every month? You benefit with our worldwide exposure in properties like Marriott and Hilton. You can sell your timeshare in as little as a few days. Call Timeshares Only now for your free kit and learn the top 10 secrets to selling your timeshare fast and for top dollar. What are you waiting for? Stop paying to maintain a timeshare you don't use. Get your free kit by calling 1-800-969-3594. That's 1-800-969-3594. 1-800-969-3594.
West Marine covers Southern California with convenient locations for all your boating and fishing needs. The new superstore on Shelter Island in San Diego, nearly a block in length, has West Marine's largest saltwater fishing selection on the West Coast. This is the world's largest marine store, located one block from Shelter Island Drive at 1250 Rosecrans. Not only stocked to the gills, the staff has selected fishing experts in what to buy, plus how and where to use it. For boating, fishing, and water sports, this is the ultimate. West Marine.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Eat, sleep, drink.
and go fishing. Eat, sleep, drink, and go fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with the Grizz in studio. Well, two different studios, but he's a little bit south of us. But he's here certainly in spirit and by electronic transmission. He's helping us out today. Thank you, Grizz.
You're welcome, John. It's always a pleasure. You know that.
Yeah, it is. It is a pleasure. Of course it is. You're with me.
Oh, no, let's not get so mushy.
It's getting thick.
I know. It's starting to bother me now.
Uh-oh. Well, it looks like we got somebody else joining the party. We have Mark Lazine.
Well, that's a good man to join the party. With the Bassmaster himself.
Bass Angler Magazine.
Yep, that's the Bassmaster himself right here. You catching any fish, Mark?
We're catching them. Yeah, they're starting to bite. You know, things are warming up. The fish are moving up. Things are starting to happen. It's getting good. So,
yeah, I've been fishing, too. I just got back. I was out for 3 days, but I was catching a little bit bigger fish. I was catching shark up to 450 pounds.
Sharks?
Sharks.
Yeah.
Those things are kind of scary when you get them in, huh?
Yeah.
No, you just got to, you know, one of those poles where you release them, pop the hook out. We caught five of them. Smallest one's about 200, and the biggest one's probably 450.
Whoa. Okay, Grizz.
I guess you don't lip those ones, huh?
Yeah. No, we don't put them in the boat. They'll bite you.
Yeah. Now, to mention about this pole that you pop the hook out.
Oh, haven't you ever seen those long-release poles that you run right down the line to the hook, and then you just, with a flip of your wrist, you pop the hook right out?
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, usually, normally when I long release a fish, I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've been there. I've watched you do it, John.
Hey, Mark, give us an idea what you've been up to. I know that you've been busy doing some tournaments and bass angling.
Yeah, you know, I spent a week at Havasu, caught some big giant smallmouth there, caught some nice largemouth. I learned how to fish what's called a floating fly. It's like a little teeny 8th or 16th ounce dart head. You tie some feathers on it and you throw it out and kind of drift it into in with the water. It kind of drifts to the water column, and just an awesome way to catch suspending fish. So, you know, I learned something, you know, this early spring that I think is really good, and help me catch fish probably for the rest of my life.
Well, so, of course, as we all know, except for Grizz, everybody still learns more every time they go out. Of course,
I learn every day too, John. You and I learned a while ago, 2 days ago, I learned that you don't put your hand in a shark's mouth.
Okay. So there is something you hadn't learned yet. Okay.
Yeah. I thought you could just reach in there and take him out.
Yeah. But Mark, again, you know, no matter how much you know about fishing, that's the joy, is that you can always learn more, whether it's about the river, the water, the gear. And, of course, gear keeps changing. Speaking of keeping changing, this is the time of the year in the spring where, you know, a lot of new gadgets are coming out. Is there anything that you can see, particular for bass fishing that's of interest?
There is a product coming out that is amazing. You know, I mean, it's just phenomenal, something that you've never seen before, and these guys have it patented. It's just an incredible product.
Well, come on, Mark, tell us what it is.
Now, imagine, you tie a lure onto your line, right? You're on the
bank,
you tie this lure on your line, and you throw it out in the middle of the stream or the lake or whatever and reel it back, right? Once you get it back, hold it next to your iPhone, and it'll download the video of what your lure was doing while it was down there.
Wait a minute.
How deep it was, the water temperature. It'll all upload it to your iPhone. You can run it into a data system and track it. It's just amazing. Amazing how this thing is.
Well, the only scary thing about that is it an actual lure?
It is a lure, and you can actually catch
What if you lose it? I mean, it's going to set you back an arm and a leg, isn't it?
$40.
No, that's nothing.
That's not nothing. That's a lot to spend for a bait. But, you know, really, you're not going to lose too many of them. And, you know, it's really like a learning tool. Could you imagine an underwater video camera? Could you imagine a fish eating your lure, and you could share that video with your friends?
Man, that's incredible.
I mean, there's just an incredible amount of possibilities You know, right now it's in the development stages. They have a website called fishnature.com, and you go there and check it out. They have a, you know, they're in the funding stages, but I've seen the bait, I've seen how it works, I've seen the videos. It's just incredible. You can't tell that I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't.
Well, they got to make something like that for the ocean.
Okay.
You know, you could use this thing in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine swimming along and watching those tuna come up and just annihilate it?
Wow. That is interesting. And, you know, hopefully when you get some more information about that, we'll be the ones to break the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you say it was? Fish Nature?
Fishnature.com.
Oh, well, people ought to look up about that.
Wait. I don't think we've collected any sponsorship money from them, so go easy there, Grizz.
Well, I want to look it up a little bit, John.
They spent $500,000 in production, and and now they just need a little bit more to be able to get this thing out and bring it to market. I guarantee if this thing comes to market and it goes, I'm sure there'll be an advertiser.
Well, the interesting thing is the cost to me. There's a lot of stuff that you can do for, you know, $400 or $4,000, but not $40.
Exactly.
No?
I mean, yeah, you know, you can buy a new HD Pro camera, which are very nice, mm-hmm. and you can tie a line to it and throw it out and drag it behind a boat and get a video. But you have to take it home and unload it to your computer. I mean, this thing, you just get it right back and you sync it up
iPhone.
with your phone.
That's
incredible. Through a Bluetooth.
That's incredible. Okay.
It is incredible. So.
Okay. Well, Mark, we're going to let you get back to what you were doing. But if anybody wants to find out more about what you are doing, you are the editor and publisher of Bass Angler Magazine, so they can reach you by doing what?
They can go to bassanglermag.com. That's the best place. Or, you know, if they don't have a computer, feel free to give me a call. The phone number is 925-362-3190. And I'm usually the guy answering the phone. I'd be happy to take care of you, tell you about the magazine, and take your order.
Yeah, and take your fishing. Bassanglermag.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks,
AnglerMag.com.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, we're going to, Grizz, if you don't mind, we're going to move inland a little bit and go up to Lake Shasta. And who do we have?
Mandy.
Fantastic. Mandy on the line from Lake Shasta, and she's going to give us a bit of a quick report about what is happening in the Northern California high country around Lake Shasta. Mandy, thank you for coming on.
No problem.
Well, it's, you know, I don't know if we really got much of a winter on the West Coast, but, you know, I guess there's still some snow around you. And I know that there's not a lot of water in the lake, but that lake is so big that holds so much water. I don't think you're going to have a problem, are you?
I don't think so. Right now we're only 53 feet from the crest. So if you put the 60 that they say we're going to lose before summer, that's 100 feet down. But, you know, if you like the lake and you use the lake, I don't think very many people are going to mind.
Well, wait a minute. If you're going to go down 100 feet, how much is left?
Well, it's a big lake.
Yes.
I think 6 feet, John.
There you go.
Don't listen to Grizz.
I just made that up. It's a lie.
No, last time I talked to him, I bought some, what were they called, flannels?
Oh, that was getting a little cool?
Yeah, it got cool there for a minute, and then we're back up into the 60s. Low 60s, high 70s again.
Well, this is an exciting time of the year because a lot of people either on the West Coast or coming to the West Coast, you know, this is, I guess, the beginning of, you know, in particular, the freshwater season and trout and even more. And, of course, Lake Shasta has, oh, gosh, how many different varieties. I know I've caught trout here. I know they have that.
The catfish. Bass, there's all different types of fish in there.
Mm-hmm. And the other great thing about Shasta, first of all, is the beauty of the where it resides. You know, the Redding and that entire area and Mount Shasta is breathtaking. So, you know, just being on the water or being in the area in itself is well worth the trip from wherever you're coming from.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
And also, once you do get there, there certainly is a lot of fishing, a lot of other things to do, but you've got some great accommodations and camping. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we have campgrounds all over, actually, Shasta, that we take care of. some close to the water, some not so close to the water. And yeah, it's just, you know, if you live in Redding or, you know, close around Shasta, it's still, when you get out of the city, it's like you are in the country, even though it takes you 20 minutes to get there. Mm-hmm. But it still feels like you're camping away from everybody. So it's,
well, you mentioned Shasta. Cool. Shasta is big. Actually, it's really big. And, you know, it's not just like a pond, because you've got a lot of, I mean, you can get lost in there.
Yeah, we have 365 miles of shoreline.
Holy smokes. Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty big.
Wow. And then, of course, if you want to explore that, the great thing is with what you guys are doing up there, and I might give you a little bit of a plug, if you wouldn't mind, you know, tell us a little bit about what your accommodations, and if you want boats, houseboats, speed boats, or fishing boats, or accommodations, or cabins. You guys have almost all of that, don't you?
Yeah, and there's about, oh gosh, three or four major marinas that are on Shasta mm-hmm. Lake that you can rent houseboats from. And not just houseboats, but you can get ski boats, personal watercraft, the jet skis. And
well, I would certainly recommend that someone stop by and talk to you. And if they want to get in touch with you, let's get some contact information from you.
Okay. Our phone number is area code 530-275-8113.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to www.recreation.gov, you can make all your reservations for campsites there for all on Shasta Lake.
Recreation.gov. And that's fantastic. Mandy, you did a great job on this. Thank you very much. But we need to put you on television. Right now you're listening to Fish Talk Radio with John Hennigan. And the Grizz will be right back with you. Thank you, Mandy.
The new Hook's Landing in the Channel Islands Harbor is the closest way to reach the Santa Barbara Channel Islands with clean, modern boats that you may know. The Coralama and the new Bluefin are known to catch fish in comfort. The Santa Barbara Channel Islands are the focal point of warm and cool water currents, resulting in year-round world-class fishing. With structure and kelp, the fishing is always great. When the water warms up, exotics and topwater fish are in abundance. Day trips and overnight trips will put you on the fish. Proven boats and skippers are at hookslanding.net. Hook's Landing has more than open party boats. Get your live bait, fish from the private pier, rent a bike, or take a harbor cruise in an electric-powered boat. Hook's Landing in the Oxnard Channel Islands Harbor is a vacation just minutes away. Don't be confused. Go to hookslanding.net. You deserve the best. Go to hookslanding.net.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-383-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-383-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
All fish, Maple Lake, French Lake, Grand Lake, Cedar Lake, Pleasant Lake, Clear Lake, Bass Lake, Otter Lake, Goose Lake, Gull Lake, Round Lake, Pearl Lake, Rice Lake, Sugar Lake, Mud Lake, Long Lake, Ann Lake, Swan Lake, and Lake of the Woods. Oh, I fish everywhere.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, and I'm sure Grizz fishes everywhere, anywhere that's worth fishing.
Sure,
anyway,
I do, John.
Yeah, I know you do. That's your job.
Yeah.
But we've been having a lot of fun today. First of all, I would like to, again, the little interview that we did with Catherine of What a Catch.
That's really interesting, isn't it? And I really like that. That, you know, it's one thing a woman goes out fishing. It's another thing when a woman picks up a fly rod and goes fishing.
And not only that, I don't think you'd want to compete with her.
Well, I would sure like to try. I wouldn't want to compete with her. I don't want to compete with anyone anymore, but I like to fish with them.
Well, that's the whole thing about fishing, isn't it? It's, you're not really competing with anybody but yourself and the fish.
That's right. You know, and I'd like to do that. I don't even compete with you, John.
Well, for good reason.
Yeah, I know. I beat you so bad.
But you know, the good thing is we are seeing a lot of women that are either going out with their significant others or their dad or their son, you know, or just going out, you know, with themselves or some other girls. It's becoming more and more popular, and we certainly do enjoy seeing that.
Yeah, of course you do. I think it's very important. You know, it's a good way to stay together. Because, you know, it's a guy's thing sometimes, but it's also a beautiful family thing mm-hmm. to take your family with you.
Well, you know, something else that she mentioned that I had not heard of or thought of, but it used to be, and of course golf was primarily a male-dominated sport, but, you know, when on Wednesday or Thursday afternoon, you go out in the golf course, and that's where a lot of business deals are made. And, you know, what she was mentioning, the new venue is fishing.
Yeah, that's pretty unique.
Get to spend some time with people and have some fun.
A group of women going to do business deals on a boat, that's
okay.
Pretty interesting. I never heard of that. I've never even thought of that before.
Well, it's not just on the boat, you know, just having a sandwich by the side of the river.
A sandwich at the side of the river doing business.
There you go. Anyway.
Well, John, think about that one for a minute.
That seems incongruous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but
that sounds like something that the president would do.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. you're the president of, I can see that right now, with a congressman eating a sandwich at the side of a river.
Okay. Anyway, Grizz, before we run out of time, we've talked to you a little bit about your trip, and where exactly did you go to find this pod of these different varieties of fish?
I went out right off of San Jose de Cabo, and in boat 10 miles out. And there they were. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. You cannot even imagine. I couldn't. There was Sierra jumping everywhere, Sierra mackerel jumping everywhere. Those whales, like I said. Yeah, we caught some bonitos and skipjacks, cut them up, used them for bait. And we had one time we had four sharks on at the same time. And, I mean, you don't know if you're going to pull up a hammer, you're going to pull a white tip, a mako, or a tiger. I mean, I've never in my life seen anything like that. And I'm going back as soon as I get back from Chicago.
Okay, well, maybe they'll stick around for a while till I can get down there. I've never seen anything like that myself, and I've been spent a lot of time down there. But anyway, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but let's talk to the Grizz from Adventures South of the Border. If you want to go to his Facebook account or website, I know the website, which is Adventures South of the Border, a.k.a. ASOB. So it's ASOBonline.com, and they can find you on Facebook by
Mike Ritz, just MikeRitz, and you'll see my logo where Adventures South of the Border. And if anyone wants to be my friend, they better hurry because I got 4,960.
Oh.
I can only take 40 more friends, and then you guys are out of luck.
Right. Okay. And then do you have some pictures on Facebook for this trip?
I've got a lot of pictures. I got a picture of one shark. I got a picture of a grouper.
We
got
to go.
And a yellowtail.
You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with the Grizz, and we'll talk to you later.